Morena, everybody. Morena, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, of course, and we'll be doing things slightly different for the next few weeks as we get used to being locked away, so to speak. I'm going to be hosting the segment alone, sadly. Yeah, not going to be with Geneva. But don't worry, Anniversary Albums is still going to feature every Monday here on Morning Glory. So definitely stay tuned. This week, we are taking a look at the debut album from American punk rock band X. The album is called Los Angeles, and it was released in 1980, which means it is turning 40. So just a bit of background about who X are or was. They were formed in 1977 in LA by bassist singer John Doe and guitarist Billy Zoom. Doe then brought his girlfriend Exene Cervenka in on vocals and drummer DJ Bonebreak. And in the late 70s and into the 80s, they were one of the, I guess, flag wavers for the American post-punk and punk rock scene, a scene which would also see the emergence of the likes of Black Flag eventually and the Dead Kennedys as well. And it was quite different from the scene that you saw on the East Coast of America, which is more, I guess, traditional punk in a sense. I mean, this was more on the West Coast, this was more hardcore and at times quite stylistically diverse in many respects. And once X had a foothold in the local music scene and their popularity grew, they were signed to a label called Slash Records, and it was here where they were able to record their debut album, which was named after the city they were from, LA. So they recorded this record in January of 1980 with the help of The Doors keyboard player, actually, Ray Manzarek. He was a big champion of X. He produced the record, he played keyboards on it and Hammond organ. That even includes a cover of one of The Doors' songs, Soul Kitchen, from their debut album. And although the sound of this record, I guess, is anchored in punk rock and hardcore, there are also other styles and influences on here. There's art rock, there's surfer rock, rock and roll, there's even folk. X on this record was proving, I guess, there was more to punk rock and hardcore than just loud, heavy, distorted guitars. You could also slow things down, you could bring in organ. So we're going to start things off with the opening track, and this is called Your Phone's Off the Hook But You're Not. And this is probably the most traditional sounding punk rock sound, or song I should say, on here, with its driving guitar, its quick pace, and Cervenka's kind of Debbie Harry-esque like vocals. Enjoy.
Street today. And now
next up on Anniversary Albums, the track we're going to play is track 2, and this is called Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. And this starts with a Chuck Berry-styled guitar riff, which signals, I guess, their rock and roll influences, the surf rock influences. It also sees Doe take the lead vocals, with Savenka joining in on the chorus. And lyrically, the song is a fantasy about a guy who takes a pill and can have sex every hour as a result.
You got a sterilized hypo to shoot a sex machine drug. It got 24 hours.
For our final part of Anniversary Albums for today, we're looking at X's Los Angeles. Just look at the reception and the legacy. Well, Los Angeles was reviewed very positively on its release. Ken Tucker wrote in Rolling Stone that it is a powerful, upsetting work that concludes with a confrontation of the band's own rampaging bitterness and confusion. AllMusic wrote it became one of the finest punk rock albums in history. But despite the positive reviews, it didn't chart, and basically X remained an underground band in what was very much an underground scene at the time. Despite this, the album and the band's legacy is very strong and indeed influential on American punk rock, alternative rock, and Rolling Stone magazine actually voted X and voted Los Angeles in their top 500 albums of all time list. Pitchfork also voted it number 91 in their top 100 albums of the 80s. To this day, it remains seen as a pivotal album in the development of American underground music in the rock sphere, and an essential album from the early 80s period. X still tours to this day, and they've put out 6 more albums, although their last was nearly 30 years ago, so they've really just become a touring band, less so a studio band, although I do believe that Doe has had quite a successful solo career. On that note, we're going to finish with our final song today. It's called Nausea. It's track 4. And this one has a hard rock, kind of early metal feel to it. It's got a very heavy organ in there, kind of Black Sabbath-like riff and drums. Again, showing X's eclectic nature, I feel, on what is one of the most eclectic punk rock albums to ever be released. That is me. Enjoy it. Kakiteano. See you next week.